The last time I went to the wreck, the wind blew so hard that I made up my mind to go on board next time at low tide. I found some tea and some gold coin, but as to the gold, it made me laugh to look at it. Said I, "Thou art of no use to me. I care not to save thee. Stay where thou art till the ship goes down, then go thou with it." Still, I thought I might just as well take it, so I put it in a piece of the sail and threw it on deck, that I might place it on the raft. By and by the wind blew from the shore, so I had to hurry back with all speed, for I knew that at the turn of the tide I should find it hard work to get to land. But in spite of the high wind, I came to my home all safe. At dawn, I put my head out and looked out to sea, when lo, no ship was there. This loss of such a friend quite struck me down. Yet, I was glad to think that I had brought to shore all that could be of use to me. I had now to look out for some spot where I could make my home. Halfway up the hill, there was a small plain, 4 or 5 score feet long, and twice as broad. And as it had a full view of the sea, I thought that it would be a good place for my house. How I made myself a home on the island. I first dug a trench round a space which took in 12 yards, and in this I drove 2 rows of stakes till they stood firm like piles, 5.5 feet from the ground. I made the stakes close and tight with bits of rope and put small stakes on the top of them in the shape of spikes. This made so strong a fence that no man or beast could get in.